First of all, we have to distinguish between the present heaven and the future heaven. The future heaven, the eternal heaven, is in the resurrected state on the new earth, the new heavens and new earth, which is a synonym for the new universe. So when we are embodied, which we will be for all eternity, the difference is that we're embodied in a world where we're under the curse. And so that's where death and disease and extreme fatigue and all those things come in. So in the bodies that we will inhabit forever, that will be part of who we are forever in the resurrection, there's every reason to believe that those bodies will not tire, or if they do tire and we do sleep, it will be completely rejuvenating sleep. There won't be the weariness that comes from being under the curse. You see this with Adam and Eve. There's every reason to believe that prior to the curse, they did work. We know that. They were commanded to tend the garden. But that work was not under the curse. And so it just brought pleasure. And it was not something that was dreaded or got too hard. And even in this world under the curse, we know that work can be very meaningful and very enjoyable. I work hard, so do you. But we take pleasure in the work we do, though sometimes it gets to be too much and the body and the mind is weary. And we have no reason to believe that will be the case in the resurrection. And certainly if there is any weariness, then it will be, I think, the pleasant sort of, now I want to rest, and then I wake up completely rejuvenated. It's a rare morning that I really, really want to get out of bed right now. But the thing is, I think that I have had that experience that some of my friends have more consistently, which is really eager to get up and go. To me, it takes a half hour and several cups of coffee. But I think in the resurrection, from the moment we wake, if we do indeed sleep, we will just be eager for whatever awaits us. And whether we'll have scheduled meetings, I don't know. I mean, I think it's very likely. I think that human life, culture, community will actually continue much as it does now, except in a redeemed state. The Bible never teaches that God gave up his original plan that man and woman and their descendants should occupy the earth and rule it to the glory of God. Christ did not change that plan and make it so he's going to snatch disembodied spirits into the angelic realm for eternity. He came to fulfill the plan that we would rule the earth forever to his glory, and that's what we'll do.